Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We got another great show of EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle. We are going to discuss the Kareem Hunt situation today and why the Cleveland Browns decided to pick up Kareem Hunt despite the fact that he was released by the Kansas City Chiefs this past season. We're also going to talk about the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott's contract situation and why the Dallas Cowboys should move on from Dak Prescott. Let's start with Kareem Hunt. You know, John Dorsey wants to put the best team on the field he can, and that's why the Cleveland Browns decided to sign Kareem Hunt. The Cleveland Browns shocked the world when they decided to sign Kareem Hunt to a one-year contract worth $1 million. That was surprising because Hunt was released from the Chiefs after a video surfaced of a woman and him getting into an altercation. While that video wasn't nearly as bad as the Ray Rice incident, it's clear why Dorsey made this decision. Dorsey actually drafted Kareem Hunt when he was the general manager of Kansas City before he was fired and joined Cleveland. So it's obvious it was one of his guys. But make no mistake about it, this was about one thing and one thing only, and that's winning. Dorsey wants to put as much talent as possible on the field and really make a splash in 2019. This acquisition is about putting his stamp on the roster and making sure Baker Mayfield has a solid ground game to lean on. From a football standpoint, it's a genius move because Hunt was well on his way to a huge payday, which would have been over $10 million annually. The question is, can Kareem Hunt keep himself in check and avoid any more problems in his personal life? We know now that he tends to get into trouble, and that's unfortunate because he's such a great player. Hopefully all of this was a lesson for Hunt, and he makes some improvements in his life. There's still time to turn things around and become a better human being. Nobody is perfect and we all make mistakes, but this can't happen again. If Kareem Hunt straightens himself out and keeps dominating on the football field, then he'll have the world in his hands again before we know it. This is just the first step, and we'll see what type of role he plays behind Nick Chubb. Those two could wind up being one of the better 1-2 punches in the league. So Kareem Hunt, he's released by the Kansas City Chiefs, out of football for the second half of the season. We weren't sure how long he was going to be gone for. But there was a lot of rumors and a lot of speculation that he wasn't going to be gone for that long because, first and foremost, the video wasn't as bad as the Ray Rice video. Remember, Ray Rice hit his girlfriend and knocked her out. Kareem Hunt and this girl were in a kind of a little scuffle, but it wasn't nearly as bad as the Ray Rice video. Not only that, Kareem Hunt was just completely lighting it up before he was let go by Kansas City. I mean, this guy was jumping over defenders left and right, lowering his head and booming people, catching passes out of the backfield, just carrying the team on his back with every handoff. And just so dynamic, so explosive, and at the same time, just stronger than most other players. Just one of the truly great running backs in the National Football League, similar to what Rice was when he left. But he's just so young and had so much promise, was going to probably make over $10 million annually, break the bank, and now he's signing a one-year, $1 million contract. Just a huge hit in terms of his value, took a hit as far as his legacy goes too. You know, you don't want to be remembered as someone who is fighting with women or anything like that. So let's just hope that Kareem Hunt learns from all this. Like I said, we know there's a pattern there. There's, he tends to find trouble. That's never a good thing, but maybe this will cause him to step back and realize that, hey, I do need to make some changes. It can be a lesson for him, or it can go the other way. And maybe he needed to be out of the National Football League longer so he does truly learn that he can't act like that anymore. And maybe Cleveland is kind of enabling him by not allowing him to sit on the sidelines and suffer too much, or I should say sit on his couch is where he would be. So it can go either way. It's really ultimately up to Kareem Hunt and how he handles it. Is he going to be mature and realize, hey, I got to lay low, keep my head down, and only focus on being the best player I can be? Or is he going to be living that wild lifestyle? Obviously, keeping your head down, laying low, and just being all business isn't – it's fun. It's a lot harder to, you know, stay mentally focused when you're not distracting yourself and going out and doing other things. You know, when you're not putting your sole focus on football, obviously football came easy to Kareem Hunt, where he could just be having these nights out in these hotels because that's where the altercation took place. And there's a bunch of people in his room and a girl got mad. When football comes so easy to you that you can live like that out of football, it's crazy that can happen, that he's just so much superior. But imagine how good he'll be if he focuses and puts all his attention towards the game, because clearly he wasn't, and there's clearly more dedication he can give to the sport, which is terrifying for defenses, because this guy could be so much better than he is. The next topic up, we have the Dak Prescott situation. You know, the Dallas Cowboys should be reluctant to give Dak Prescott a mega contract. Doing so could end up dooming their future. Let's face it, there's not a lot of money to go around, and the Dallas Cowboys only have $46 million in cap space available. When you also factor in that DeMarcus Lawrence needs a new contract, then that number will be even lower. Ezekiel Elliott is also up for a new contract next year, so there's a lot of Cowboys players that need to be paid, and those guys have to be the priority. Which brings us to Dak Prescott and his unique situation. Prescott is good enough to be an NFL starter, but overall, he's a B talent. If you're going to pay a quarterback the big bucks, you better make sure they're at least an elite player who you're 100% confident in. There's no sense in handicapping the team's future by handing Prescott a $20 million contract. He's a 20 touchdowns a year player, and you want a guy who's going to give you 30 touchdowns. Not to mention, Prescott has only had a 100 quarterback rating once in his career. The problems come down to arm talent, and there's guys out there who are more throwing the football. It would be a harsh move to pick a quarterback in the second round and trade Dak Prescott on draft night, but that's exactly what the Cowboys should do. A rookie quarterback will have a much smaller contract than what Prescott would earn if Dallas keeps him. Therefore, it's a cheaper option, and you can get someone who will take that offense to the next level. Jacksonville and Miami desperately need a QB, and that's who Jerry Jones should get on the phone and call up. Imagine, you know, if the Cowboys select someone like Will Greer and then, you know, get another draft pick for Prescott. How could the Cowboys pass up going down that route when it'll set them up for even more success? So, like I said, your run, you know, when you make a run in the National Football League, a lot of times you'll see teams make a run when they have a quarterback on a rookie contract. And that's because a quarterback on a rookie contract will allow that team more financial freedom to address the other positions on the roster. Jared Goff's a perfect example of this with the Los Angeles Rams, because Jared Goff's contract is smaller because it's his first contract. They can load up the other positions and put a Super Bowl caliber team on the field. Dak Prescott is finishing up his first contract, and he's going to get this payday if the Cowboys give it to him. And I just feel like, you know, for Prescott, who at the beginning of the year, everybody was having questions about, is he good enough? Can he handle being an NFL starter? Does he have the arm talent to make all the throws? You know, these were all these question marks surrounding Dak Prescott. And when you have all that doubt, you know, which they did until Amari Cooper showed up, I feel like you can't hand him a 20, you know, 20 or 20, even $25 million contract. They could offer him, you know, I mean, what? You know, Kirk Cousins, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan, those guys are making almost $30 million a year. Are you going to pay Dak Prescott that much money and handicap the team's future for a guy who is between a B minus and a B plus talent? I just don't know if that's the right move for Jerry Jones and that organization. It's so harsh to deal Dak after everything he's done for you, but the NFL is a business. And if Jerry Jones wants to get that next championship before he, you know, is really too old to oversee the Cowboys, he needs to let Dak go. And it's tough because Dak has been riding for Jerry Jones since day one. He's been one of the faces of the franchise and really helped elevate the Cowboys brand when they were mediocre for a very long time. But it's the right move. I think even, you know, Will Greer predicted to be a second or third round quarterback. I just think he has more arm talent than Dak Prescott does. I think he can make more throws. I've seen it. I've seen Will Greer in college make 40, 50 yard passes downfield that I don't think Dak Prescott can make. And now once in the blue moon, Dak Prescott will make them, but I just know Greer is going to make those passes more consistently. And, you know, there's other options there. Ryan Finley's there. But, you know, so they don't necessarily have to go with Will Greer. You know, I'm just talking, if I was in charge, I would 100% go with Will Greer. Now I feel so good about having Will Greer, about trading Dak Prescott for a late round pick. You'd like to get a third, but you know, if Prescott needs a new contract, some team might only give you fourth, fifth, or even later to get him because they got to pay him. I would still take Greer, that small contract, and have all those funds kept off the books and keep the salary cap down so I could load up the defense and load up on receivers, linemen, maybe another running back around Greer to put him in a position to succeed. And I just think, you know, that's the best move for the team. It's nothing personal about Dak Prescott. I actually wrote an article about him early in the season. Is he gaining a reputation for being clutch? You know, because in the second half of the season, he did go on that run. He did elevate his play. And, you know, I gave Dak Prescott a chance. Is Dak Prescott clutch, and can he take this team to new heights? And what happened in the playoffs? They didn't get it done. I would have liked to see the Cowboys go a little bit further than they did. So I gave Dak Prescott a chance, and he didn't get it done. So to me, you save the money, you save that $20 million annually, you get someone like Will Greer, who's going to be much, much cheaper. Then you take all that money and you put it on defense and you put it on talent around Will Greer, whatever quarterback you get, and you get another draft pick for Prescott. And I promise the Dallas Cowboys will be much, much better going down that route than paying Dak Prescott the big bucks. It's just what the team has to do. And we'll see. Why do I get the feeling that Jerry Jones is going to be he's going to want to go the good guy route and just pay him? It's a bold, bold move, and I just don't think it's the right one in this particular situation. And Dak Prescott's even saying, already putting it out there, that he doesn't plan on taking a Tom Brady-like contract to help the team. Meaning he wants to cash in and get the big bucks. You can never, you know, be angry at a player for that because there's so much risk involved in the sport. But I just don't know. If I was in the situation, there's no way in hell I'd give Dak Prescott that contract. But I'm John Kuzma. That's all I have today. Thank you guys for tuning in. I appreciate it as always. Check out endzoneblog.com. Everybody have a great day. I'm signing off. Take care.